bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley Water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
This holiday season, make Jean's Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots, to festive holiday sweaters. They have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jean's Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts. Ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
We're back here ready for second half actions. They're not even going to look at the clock. There's about a minute left, 30 seconds left on the clock, and we're going to inbound the ball. Lady Bomber's going to have the ball, Matt. We'll get to the keys of the second half at the next break that we have, but Mountain Home's going to have the ball here to start. Nice little set play as it's going to be a backdoor action. Moore going to catch it, go up one-on-one. It is going to come away, no good. Ball's going to be battled around for, going to be knocked out of bounds on Johnson. I'm with you. I think I go right at Johnson. She has three fouls right now.
She has three fouls. That's one of the keys to the second half. Let's get her one more foul and see how long Coach wants to keep her in.
Yeah, go Libby Faustin's here. She's on her. Now home gets the inbound in as Yonkers has it. Only 18 to shoot.
Ooh, there's that little pick and roll.
13 to shoot as the ball did not hit the rim. It should have reset, but it didn't. As Mitchell's going to take the ball in. She's going to go up with it. Libby Faustin is going to come away with a rebound. Who are they going to get right here? Four. They're going to get Sophia Gonzalez coming on the backside. That's going to be her first. Johnson was right there as Libby Faustness comes away with the offensive rebound. Libby's just a beast down low.
I mean, she just works hard. She plays hard. And she gets rewarded for it. She deserves it.
Faustness first free throw up, and it is good. Mountain Home on a 14-2 run if you go back to the beginning of that second quarter.
It's been about 10 minutes in this game. So, I just kept the headset on, by the way.
I was about to say, hey, Deacon, I was like, who's squirting in my ear? Faustness's second free throw up. It is good. I was like, what is going on? I got a mute button, Deacon.
I thought it was somebody I owed money came up on the
back. Mountain Home, 31-18 lead. In a nice pressure man against Greene County Tech. Johnson has McCorn on her up top. Yonkers going against Sophia Gonzalez. She dribbles it off her foot, but re-gets it. Johnson. Going to try to dribble. They're looking to try to go down low to Butler.
Really
Mountain Home gets
defense.
A hand. Great defense right here. There's 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Yep. Johnson going to drive around the lane. She's going to try to go up and under. Up and no good. Ball didn't hit the rim. Mountain Home comes away with the rebound anyways. Great defensive possession to start this half for Mountain Home. Moore's going to fake. Deny the screen. She's going to go up. Give it to Faustus down low. Faustus gets her own rebound as she tries to go up. Shot never go up as Moore going to take the deep three from up top, and it is good. Let's give that assist to Libby Faustus, even though it wasn't quite an assist, as she stayed big down low. Mountain Home pulling away. 34-18 as the boys now pour in. Come watch the girls play. Johnson tries to shoot. Anna McCarn blocks it at the free throw line. Yonkers has her pocket pick from behind, though, as Gonzalez comes from behind and gets it. Edrington going to drive. Try to go against Faustus. Faustus, good defense. Comes away with the rebound as the shot is missed. Mountain Home back with it, looking to settle in the offense. Yonkers left side up. Ball's blocked out of bounds. Oh,
wow.
They're going to talk to the other official right here. They're going to try to figure out how in the world is this not Mountain Home's ball.
Well, we'll see if Kevin and Oscar can get around this water.
And Oscar,
this water
they're going to bring Creed in now.
Here comes Creed.
He didn't say anything.
No, he was on the other end talking to somebody. There's no way that Jayla threw the ball 4 feet behind her out of bounds. I'm just going to say that right now. Right now it's set to be Greene County Tech's ball. As Jayla went in, got her shot blocked. The ball went behind her 4 feet out of bounds. They're going to say it's tipped. Good job here by the officials getting together. Smith from Greene County Tech has his hand on his hips. He's pointing at his shoes. He's saying, you don't wear shoes like this.
I told you. I called that early.
He's pointing at him. I mean, does they really think that Jayla threw the ball backwards? Mount Holmes ball, though. The shot clock did reset, which probably shouldn't have happened. Moore's going to take the bump. Burnside's going to knock her out of bounds. Mount Holmes going to inbound it under bounds. That's going to be Weston's Burnside's first foul. Second team foul here this third quarter.
I like that. Lakin hit a big three a second ago, and now they have to step out on her a little bit more, and she'll drive right around them.
Whitten Coleman checked in during that break. Moore going against Burnside. Burnside, good defense. She's a great player.
Yep.
Mitchell has it at the top of the key against Edrington. Deep three. Moore.
Yep.
Count it, boys. Yep. Lakin Moore continues her hot shooting. We have three or four girls that at any point can take over the game, and Jason Smith is going to call timeout. 37-18, Lady Bombers leading. Timeout here by Greene County Tech. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert. And just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Of control early here in this third quarter, 5:36 left. Mountain Home 37-18 lead. Matt, we talked about they're on a 21-2 run going back to the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, that's all relative of good defense and making a couple shots.
And they're going to get a foul on Coleman as she is hounding Johnson up there. It's only Mountain Home's second foul of the game. Witten's first foul. First team foul here of the third quarter. Mount Home saying, look, we're just going to go to play defense. We can play great defense, and you may not be able to beat us for the rest of the game. Johnson has it up top. She swings it to Edrington. They're going to try the high pick and roll. Gonzalez is going to go. She's going to miss her shot. Libby Faustus pulls away from Mountain Home. 5:11 left. Yonkers looking to set up the offense. Mitchell going to refuse the screen, drive, and they're going to get a foul, but they're going to call it on the floor. Who are they going to get here? That looks like they're going to get J.C. Edrington. You got J.C. Edrington with that. They thought it was four. I think five came underneath it. They gave it to her. It's going to be her third, team's third here of the third quarter. Yonkers going to get the ball back from Faustus after the inbound. Three-pointer is going to be no good. Butler's going to come away with the rebound. Gonzalez trying to baseball pass to Johnson. Edrington drives, dishes, Butler. She's going to go up, and she is going to take the foul.
Yeah, we're on a really good run, but you still can't have a quick shot on the offensive end and not get back on defense.
They're going to get Lakin Moore with that foul. That's her first. It's going to send Maya Butler to the line. First free throw attempt, up, rolls around, no good. Maya Butler's first trip to the line. She's probably 6'2", 6'3", post player, maybe 6'4". Second free throw is up, and it is good. Mountain Home going to set as Green County Tech now is going to put a zone press against Mountain Home. Mitchell's going to try to drive through the press. She is going to take a timeout. Mountain Home's going to take a foul. I thought she was going to get a foul, but Mountain Home's going to call a timeout. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming on Bomber Sports Network.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Mountain Home here comes after the timeout as Brooklyn Mitchell gets the ball across timeline. She's out there pointing at her arm going, look at the scratches on my arm. Kind of right in front of the officials. I think a little gamesmanship right there. Mountain Home leading 37-19, 4:38 left in this third quarter. Green County Tech going to try to put pressure defense on Mountain Home, but they're going to throw it over the top. Moore gets both feet to paint. It's going to end up in the hands of Yonkers. Moore's going to take a deep three. She's going to miss it. No good. Ball's going to be battled around, and they're going to get Whitten Coleman with a foul. Whitten's trying to battle for the rebound. She's going to pick up the foul. It'll be her second.
Yeah, the feet got a little tangled up there. I didn't see much, but most of the time when an offensive player hits the floor,
yeah, they're going to call
something. Yeah.
4:18 left. Mountain Home leading 37-19 on a 21-3 run. As Burnside tries to get it down low to Johnson. Johnson throws the ball up. It's going to be no good. She's going to battle for her own rebound. Kick it out to Gonzalez. Three on the way. Misses everything. Butler tightropes the sideline with the rebound. She's going to kick it around. I don't know why the shot clock reset. It never hit the rim, but it did. Burnside has it up top. Gonzalez is going to drive. She's going to hit the two-pointer. She's going to drive left side around Jay Leonkers. Hit the two-pointer. 39-19. Mountain Home up 20. Yonkers going against this press as she gets it to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to throw it down low to Libby Fosnes, wide open, nobody on her. Fosnes up, good, 2 points.
Yeah, they're trying to put that little pressure on. It's about a three-quarter court pressure. We can throw over the top of that all day long, I believe.
They gave the points to Green County Tech. It should be 41-21. Should be 41-21. They gave those points to Green County Tech as Johnson has it down low. Whitten tries to draw the charge. No good. Decon, would you mind letting them know that?
I think they just didn't add it to the board. So it should be 41-21.
They didn't give us our points. Inbound's going to go to Johnson. Gonzalez kicks it to Edrington. Gonzalez has it at the top of the key. She's going to drive around Yonkers, and she's going to put it in.
Yeah. It's just a nice pick and a nice drive. Not much you can do about that.
Yeah, we should have 10 points. No, it's right. We got 39. Get more deep three. No good. Ball battle around. Green County Tech comes with a rebound. This is where you need to slow things up here if you're Mountain Home. Score is correct. 39-23. Mountain Home leading 2:37 left in the third quarter. Edrington takes the screen, gets her feet in the paint, tries to shoot the scoop layup, misses it. Libby Fosnes gets misses the rebound. Johnson's going to get the rebound, continue to go to work. Johnson's going to get a second putback, and she's going to get fouled by Libby Fosnes.
Yeah, there was three offensive rebounds right there.
It's Mountain Home's fourth foul here. It's going to send Johnson to the line. Her first trip to the line. First one's going to be up. It is going to be good. Anna McCarn coming in for Libby Fosnes.
You know, earlier we talked about that extra pass. Once we break that press, one extra pass is going to give us a really good look.
Johnson up for a second free throw. Second free throw is going to be up. It is going to be good. Green County taking on a little mini run themselves here. 39-25, 14-point game, 2:22 left as Mitchell's going to skip it across, beat the press. Coleman, Mitchell, corner, three, let's go. Give me all three of those.
Brad, if I was drawing up how to beat that press and how to have an open shot, that's what I would have drawn up.
42-25, 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Great skip pass there by Coleman as she was able to get it out.
Perfect.
Checking in that last break with Addie Ryan. She's going to get the ball down low to Maya Butler. Maya's going to turn around, miss the layup. Yonkers, rebound. Mitchell, guarded by Ryan. Step back. She's going to leave her open.
Sure.
It's going to be short. Ryan's going to come away with a rebound. Gonzalez back quickly for Greene County Tech. She's going to try to get it to Maya Butler. She's going to juggle it around a little bit and finally get possession out to Ryan. Greene County Tech going to set up their offense. 1:30 left in this third quarter. They got 20 on the shot clock. They're pick and roll. Gonzalez is going to go up, miss. She's going to miss it, and then the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Mountain Homes' ball. Good defense there on the pick and roll. Gonzalez had the wide open shot, but just missed it. 17-point lead for the Lady Bombers, 1:20 left. Going to get beat the press with ease as they get it down low to McCorn. Mountain Home, 108 left, 23 on the shot clock. Mitchell's going to just take it around her defender. Left-hand layup's going to be up, no good. Johnson comes away with it for Greene County Tech. She's back. Tries to skip pass. Ryan, corner three, no good. Mitchell, rebound. Has Yonkers ahead. Tries to throw it ahead. Jayla's going to catch it. She's going to take the foul from Bowder, but it is going to be up, no good. She's going to get her own rebound, put it back up, miss it again. Gonzalez back with it. Ball's knocked away. Johnson, this is a sloppy little part of the game right here.
It's getting a little bit out of control. That's not what you want when you have a 17-point lead.
It's kind of what I feel like right now. It's Gonzalez going to take the ball. She's going to jump up over Witten. It's going to be no good. Butler, offensive rebound. Kicks out top. Johnson, shot on the way. No good. Butler tries to get the rebound and dribbles it out of bounds. Got a lot going on right now. JC Edrington going to check in. Maggie Cole going to check in. 16 seconds left in this third quarter. Mountain Home up 42-25 as we went back and forth with a kind of wild series of events.
We'll get through these 16 seconds, Brad. Coach Leonard will calm the girls down a little bit.
Zlegan Anderson's going to try to beat the press, and she's going to throw it away. Edrington's going to come away with the steal. She's going to be fouled in by Brooklyn Mitchell. Not a great pass by Lakin, trying to skip it over there. Edrington jumped in front of it. Mountain Home is in the bonus now, so they are Greene County Tech is going to go to the line, and Edrington is going to be shooting too. First free throw's up. It is good. Site number one is going to check in for Greene County Tech, replacing Johnson. Probably trying to protect her for her fourth foul here. Number one's Hadley Fagan. Edrington, second free throw up. It is good. Two free throws by Jay Zedgen. Mountain Home, going to beat the press. 8 seconds left. Anna McCorn going to put it up as the clock is down to five, and Greene County Tech is not going to be able to get the ball in, and that is how this quarter is going to come to an end. Good answer there by Mountain Home as they beat the quick press with Anna McCorn getting a bucket at the end of the period. Mountain Home leading 44-27 here in this second round game. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all